One young boy in religion class was asked by his teacher, "Do you pray at night before you go to sleep?" He said, "No." She said, "No, why not? My mother prays for me." "How does she do that?" "Well, she comes into my room, looks at me and says, 'Thank God he's in bed.'" In this world, the best way to destroy religion is to keep it in church. This is the place we do religion. Isolate it, segregate it, separate it from your life, and you will kill it. It will become a museum piece. God will be an idea so far away that you can't even see with a telescope. Because religion and prayer is not a verb, it's a noun. It's someone you become. It's a relationship you enter into with God and your neighbor. So when you think about religion, think about it tomorrow. Think about it Monday morning. When you go to work, when you do whatever it is that you do on a Monday, and think to yourself, this is real. This is where my God is. Church is where I celebrate it. This building is when we get together and gather strength for the day and for our life. If you keep religion here, it will die, it will never flourish, it will never be real. It will be something you visit like a museum and says, "Isn't that mummy nice? It's all dead and wrapped up, and it's never going to be a gift. It's just going to be some dead person sitting behind a glass case." So when you want to make God real, bring God into your life. Everywhere, your bedroom, your kitchen, your place of work, your place of play, among your friends, and think the next time, wherever you are, whatever is most important to you, pray there. Don't wait for your mother, your father, your grandfather, your husband, your wife, your priest, anybody else to pray for you. You pray to God. Don't chase God out of your life, or else he will become a useless reality that has nothing to do with what is important to you. That is why when you look at Jesus in the New Testament, he spends very little time in the temple. He spends time in the marketplace. He spends time at people's dinner tables talking with them. He spends time with apostles walking through the fields, talking to farmers, using parables to explain life that makes people understand. So you in your life, this isn't where religion happens. This is where religion is celebrated. Religion happens in your life with everything that is important to you. Seek God, invite him into your life, and you will see a change. But no one can do that for you. There is no surrogates in prayer or religion. You have to make the choice. You have to say, "I believe, and my life is open to my God." Slava Isusu Christu.